producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Oh, you know it was a good day. My Jesus came through the desert. He walked on the sea. He died on the hill of Mount Calvary. He went to the grave, but checked out on the third day. Oh, it was a good day when the Lord came. It was a good day.
Good day, time 7 after the hour. It is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm more and more thinking, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn is here with me on the Good Day program about this foolishness with regard to the Starbucks red coffee cup, plastic cup or paper cup, whatever it is.
Kind of paperish.
And how this is another example, yet one more example of how things are taken out of context and blown up by the news media to what effect?
Right.
There's another story floating around today about the report supposedly was like wildly new information that Americans are obese.
Breaking news.
I'm looking at this thing and I can't believe that it gets the headline and it gets in the New York Times, more Americans are obese according to federal health officials.
I'll tell you what it is.
The share of Americans who are obese has edged up to 38% from 35% a couple of years ago.
It's the government trying to make us sick because then they can sell us big pharma.
Yep.
And we have a lot of processed foods on our shelf. I keep bringing up my trip to the Czech Republic, and you do not see people are just smaller there. Mm-hmm. They are just a smaller
Europeans
breed
are smaller.
Of people.
Go to the Middle East, the same thing.
But if you look at their lifestyle, they don't have, I mean, there is some fast food, but mostly when you go to eat, you sit down and you enjoy a meal. You're not eating stuff on the go. You're sitting down.
Right.
Even when you have
you're
a cup
dining,
of when you have a cup of coffee, you sit down and drink a cup of coffee. A Starbucks cup is not an accessory like it is here where people wander the streets with cups. Mm-hmm. They sit down and enjoy whatever they're consuming, and I think that makes a big deal. When you go to the stores, not as much processed stuff. It's just smaller markets, and you buy for what you need for that night, and it's just different.
Well, there's that. To go back to the fabrication by the news media, in this circumstance, is the whole thing this sort of anti-Christian? I'm not big on religion, as most of you know, and I don't think there's a dime's worth of difference between any religion, frankly. They all have their whoop 'em up. But the news media seems, in this circumstance, to try to make some of these more right-wing Christian groups look like boobs. And so whether you take offense to it or not, I think they risk. See, that's the thing about politics in general, why I like to stay away from political conversations, because it turns off part of the audience no matter what.
Right.
And things like this that are anti-religion. I'll tell you that I'm not for religion. I think religion is responsible for many, if not most, of the ills in society, certainly where people
and
don't get along.
That's why you have me here, because I am pro-religion most of the time.
Yeah.
I just don't think there's a lot
it's
here
not why
to
I
be.
Here, but I,
well, no, but I'm, I can balance out yin and yang.
Right.
I don't think that there's a lot here to be offended about, and I know I've heard the reports that this has been blown up by the media to make Christian groups look bad, and I probably, I believe that to some extent. I mean, if you don't like a product, I've been saying it all day, if you don't like a product or the way a company does business, you just don't go there. You find an alternative. That's what's beautiful about capitalism, is that there's going to be choices. And, I can't say I'm offended by Starbucks, but, if you are, don't go there.
Don't go there.
I'm more offended about Starbucks because they wouldn't allow concealed carried weapons in their stores. And
really?
I didn't like that at all. And that's why I go to the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf.
Kind of reminds me of all the hoopla about the Volkswagens and the fact that the diesel cars are a problem. A problem for whom? They are not a problem for me. My children both have Volkswagens, and my daughter chooses for there not to be a problem there. My son thinks that it was outrageous and he wants his money back or whatever it is that they're going to do. Okay, but did the news media make a big deal out of Volkswagen? Why didn't they take on Mercedes? why didn't they focus on the other car manufacturers, the BMWs? There are plenty of car manufacturers around the world that put diesel engines, and I would say to you, suggest to you, in fact, that the Volkswagen engine is probably the best of all of them. And yet, they've been singled out. I mean, think about this for a minute. If you're really getting down to brass tacks, a car that gets 45 miles to a gallon, isn't that better for the pollution problem if you're using less gas? When they fix these, they're going to get 10-12 miles to a gallon less than they do now.
Let's talk about the real issue here, and that's that the media is not giving any grief. They're giving grief to Volkswagen.
Right.
They're not giving any grief to the government for creating unrealistic expectations from car manufacturers.
Right.
That's the real problem.
Yeah.
Is that the government is so out of touch, they go and say, well, do it this way.
It's
and
what
then,
Carly Fiorina and the others said the other night about having too much government, too many rules, too many regulations. It's ridiculous. It's asinine. It's ridiculous.
Perfect,
over the top.
There's a perfect example of this going on in California. Jerry Brown, who is our governor, if you don't know him, he's been a political figure for a long time. He's very much into the environment.
He's a talk radio guy for a while.
Yes, he's an environmentalist, big into climate change. Well, it turns out he just got busted the other day for searching for oil on his property.
Really?
Excuse me, I choke on that because it's so funny.
Funny.
And so he's in trouble because he's got these people out searching for oil. He says, well, it's everybody's right. If you want the government to search for oil on your property, just call us.
Right.
Well, then I learned, did you know that his money, because he's a rich dude.
His father was a
in oil.
Yeah.
They made their money in oil. Wow. So here's this guy who probably has daddy issues, and he's like,
here, you want to really drill down into what really happened? And
so
this happens to so many politicians who leave office so wealthy because they get the inside track. His father, Governor Brown, was given the opportunity when they were putting the oil wells off the coast of... Why do you think the oil wells off the coast of California got approved? Because his father got an entree into the oil business. It was a payoff.
Where all their money came from.
That's where all their money came. They had no money. I think Pat Brown was a teacher before he got into politics. And now the family is very wealthy, making their money off the oil rigs that are located off the coast of California. How'd they get there? And with a state like California, where you can't even pee in the ocean without getting a fine, how do they have oil rigs up and down the coast of California? It's because of that.
I'll give you one more. And this is, you know, I used to think, and you've influenced me a lot politically and just in looking at the world. I used to be kind of at the school, and I think many of us were, where we just believe what the government tells us.
Whatever they tell you.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't believe whatever they told me, but I was wanting to trust what the government said. Well, now I just found out we had a candidate who ran for governor against Jerry Brown. He was running as a Republican, even though he worked for President Obama. He was very, you know, kind of dyed in the wool. His name was Neil Kashkari, and he ran to, because he had a lot of, he was given a lot of personal wealth money that came from people where they couldn't figure out where it came from. He just got a job with the Fed.
Really?
Think that that wasn't a backdoor deal? He was promised something very nice for defeating the conservative candidate in California.
Isn't that sweet?
I'm telling you, there are all of these backdoor deals that we do not know about.
No, but it happens afterwards. Why
every
do you think the Clintons are worth $180 million? He didn't have two pennies to rub together and get
their
out of
nest,
office.
Yeah,
LBJ, what a crook. Lyndon Johnson died worth $72 million. His, somehow or other, into his family, his wife owned the biggest television station and radio stations in Austin, Texas, which is where I think near where they grew up and where they lived, and all kinds of land in that area, that whole area of Texas. He owned thousands of acres of land. He was a school teacher before he became a congressman, before he got involved in higher politics and became speaker, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
The party nonsense is just a distraction. They're all on the take.
Absolutely.
Well, most of them.
Most of them. Not all of them. I would doubt that Rand Paul would be on the take, frankly.
No. I think there's some pure-hearted. I think Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, I think a lot of the anti-establishment candidates that are running are doing it for the right reasons.
Yes, right. I agree with you on that. All right, so we have agreement here. Is everybody happy? Email to
doug@duck7.com
or Jennifer.
Look at us.
No, let's hold on. See if Joy Brown meets with us later on in the hour. In the meantime, if you are looking at your hairline and seeing it wave goodbye, perhaps you might want to take advantage of the opportunity that is presented by Provia. Provia is an easy-to-use serum. It has clinical-grade botanical extracts that work against the main causes of you losing your hair. No side effects. It's very safe. There are people who just love the product. I like to quote some of the people. I have email from people in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Tampa, Florida, Jupiter, Florida. Let's see, where else? We have folks listening. Kingsville, Maryland. There are dozens of these. Here, let me give you one more. Somebody else. Gary from Florida. Didn't believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place was part of aging gracefully. He didn't accept it. So he heard me talking about Provia, and he went to the phone and he dialed 800-525-8319. Got the order of Provia, started using it, cleansed his pores on his scalp. The hair fuzz started coming back in again. The hair replacement was there. This is all your hair. So if you want stronger, fuller, healthier hair, call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. This is a serum that cleanses, all natural, cleanses your scalp and allows the follicles of hair under your scalp to grow back through again. Plus, it has a volumizer, and that'll make your hair look thicker. The hair you have, thicker and richer and much more beautiful. 800-525-8319. Get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319. When you call and ask them how you can get a second bottle free.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
19 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, so here, as long as we have energy in mind, we're talking about the oil off the coast of California. Let's go across the country to New Jersey, Jen Jen.
Yes.
Where now a couple of companies have submitted winning bids totaling $19 million each to lease about 300,000 acres in the Atlantic Ocean at an offshore site 7 miles from Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Hmm.
Bureau of Ocean Energy Management says the bidders are going to provide windmills to capture sea breezes, so it will generate enough power to not only take care of Atlantic City, but several other communities around Atlantic City. So all be powered by the sea breezes off the coast of New Jersey. This is nothing but smart.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Why in the world are we doing this? I've said this before, and every time I find an example, I want to talk about it. We should have both every area, every coastal area around this country, go out 24, 25 miles and build these electric, you see them when you're driving in the Southwest, the big windmills. Company called U.S. Wind Inc. U.S. Wind Inc. No relation to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Well, I'm accused of
they should just shorten it to Wink.
Wink. That's U.S. Wind. Yeah, okay, good. So they're doing it. Should be done everywhere. That's what I decree if I were king of the world. 21 after on Good Day.
I I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want Le Cig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from Le Cig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeCig.com. LeCig.com. Kick some ash with Le Cig.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Turn your magical, let me see it say, everything you want to dream away.
Chris Martin and Coldplay. If you were not familiar with this song, would you listen carefully, and you're a fan of Coldplay's as I am. There are a few groups around now that I think actually contributes significantly to the quality of music, pop music today. So anyway, this new song called Adventure of a Lifetime sounds, don't you think, Jen, it sounds like a Coldplay song.
Definitely. They have a very unique sound.
Yeah, they do. Yep, yep. All right, so Coldplay and Gwen Stefani.
I don't know why I cry, but I think it's because I remember for the first time.
And a number of other pop artists are going to perform at the American Music Awards November 22nd in Los Angeles at the Microsoft Theater, which used to be the
Nokia
Theater. I've been there
Live
three or four times. It's a pretty good venue for something like this. Also, Macklemore. That's an L.A. group, isn't it? Aren't they from L.A.?
Sure. No, I don't. I have no clue.
You have no clue? I find that hard to believe.
Oh, let me look it up.
Ryan Lewis hitting the stage as well for the show, performing.
And by the way, it's not a band, it's a man.
Macklemore isn't a band?
No, he's just a man.
Really? Doesn't it sound like a band, though, kind of?
Professor Macklemore.
Professor? Where does he teach?
And he was born in Seattle, Washington.
Huh. Shows you what I know.
Yeah.
I know a lot, but I don't know enough about that. Okay, so let's see. Who else is performing at the American Music Awards? One Direction is going to perform. Stefani's going to perform her new single, I Used to Love You. And Coldplay will say their first single from the new album is Adventure of a Lifetime. Then beside One Direction, Carrie Underwood back again. Very busy girl. Okay, she's good. She ought to be busy.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez. Isn't she trying to be an actress too?
She is an actress, yes.
I've seen her a couple of times.
She also is Justin Bieber's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, really?
I know how you love him.
Sounds like she made a smart play there. Nick Jonas performing in that American Music Award show. Baby, we're going up.
I'm getting old.
Are you really?
Hashtag who cares?
What, about this song? You don't like this song?
A lot of these songs.
Yeah. Well, they all sound the same. There's no real creativity anymore. Except when you get to groups like Coldplay. He's pretty, Martin's pretty smart. And some of the singles, like Stefani's smart. Carrie Underwood is smart. 5 Seconds of Summer, never heard of him before. Who are they?
Kara.
You don't care?
I actually no, I said ask Kara. I don't know.
Kara, who are the 5 Seconds of Summer?
They are an Australian pop punk band.
A pop punk band?
And you know of them, right?
Yeah, I've heard of them. They're really young, though. I think they're like 20. I mean,
23,
okay,
24, really young.
Me, but they're younger than I am.
Really? Mm. Oh, man. All right, Luke Bryan, he's a country.
Oh, now we're talking. Finally.
These are the performers from
comfort.
The schedule of the American Music Awards.
These guys are young. They're all 19 except for one.
22nd is Sunday before, a week from this Sunday. A week before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from today, by the way.
I know.
Those of you keeping track of that. Meghan Trainor.
Like this.
I know her name, but I don't know.
All About the Bass.
Really? Yeah. Demi Lovato? No, I don't know that, but I know Demi Lovato. She's cut out of the same cloth as some of the other more highly. Is she really?
I was thinking she's a Disney star who's now a singer.
Okay. She's a musketeer?
No, not a musketeer. She was on a Disney sitcom.
Walk the Moon. What can Rogan tell us about them?
Oh, God, I don't know where they're from. I don't know. They're just, they're more alternative than, they're not pop, I would say, like most of the people.
Got it. All right, American Music Awards, November 22nd, the focus here on Good Day.
Get your money card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Sam's Club has the lowest prices of the season on select items for one day only this Saturday. You can't miss these incredible deals. You'll save $20 on a 15-piece Cuisinart ceramic cookware set and $300 on a Vizio 65-inch smart TV. Come to the club Saturday for the lowest prices of the season. Doors open bright and early at 7 a.m. Or shop online at samsclub.com to take advantage of this one day only event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
This report is brought to you by Hickory Farms. According to a national poll, nearly half of Americans surveyed say the holiday shopping season begins when Hickory Farms arrives at their local mall. Hickory Farms has been part of holiday traditions for over 60 years. Their holiday market kiosks are now opening across the country, where you'll find gift boxes and baskets filled with award-winning summer sausage and cheese, plus delectable sweets and nuts, along with new gifts perfect for everyone on your list. Try their new decadent white and dark chocolate peppermint bark, hand-swirled chocolate with pure mint and topped with crunchy crushed peppermint. Or indulge in creamy milk chocolate sea salt caramels. If you're looking for something a little spicy, try their new Hickory Farms Reserve 3 Pepper Dry Salami. With their knowledgeable, friendly staff ready to assist you, finding the perfect gift has never been easier. Look for all your favorite food gifts at a Hickory Farms holiday market near you. To find the nearest location or place in...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. you'll never be cold again.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Stephen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. If you live in public housing, you can start saying goodbye to your cigarettes if you smoke. Smoking will be prohibited in public housing around the country.
Does that mean Obama can't smoke in the White House anymore? Because you know that sort of is public housing.
That's why Boehner left.
Right?
Can't left smoke anymore.
He left.
I'm getting out of here.
Office. I know.
Right. There's a new rule that has been announced this week. Move that would affect nearly 1 million households and open the latest front of the long-running campaign to curb unwanted exposure to secondhand tobacco smoke. See, they only go around the back door when it comes to this. Mm-hmm. They should outlaw all these people that are on the take from the big tobacco companies. People say, well, this is a big American business. Yeah. Invested in the killing of millions and millions of not only Americans, but people around the world.
Right.
And it started, the tobacco business started in America by some of our founders. Some of the founding fathers were tobacco growers, tobacco growers.
And to be fair, there wasn't a lot of science that supported how bad smoking was for you at that time. I mean, this is new stuff that we've learned.
As long as we're talking about bad stuff, diabetes kills more people in America than HIV, tuberculosis, and malaria combined. Somebody dies of diabetes every 6 seconds in our country. Every 6 seconds. Because if you look at the numbers, we were just talking about this before, the number of people who are obese, the number of people who are eating the wrong foods, and it's a uniquely American adventure. If you go to Europe, you don't see it. Go to the Middle East, you don't see it. Go to Asia, you don't see it. Go to South America, you don't see it. It's here. And it's a result of us being co-opted by not only the fast food business, but all of the processed foods that are manufactured, not grown, but manufactured by those who are connected to Big Ag. And they, you know, the name Big Ag, okay, this stuff that's coming out of the ground. No, the processed foods by Hormel and the big Kraft now, I think, owns most of those companies that do that. They're you know, killing machines.
I'd also say it has to be part of our lifestyle choices too. I mean, I know when I get into trouble, I make great choices when I have time and when I make the time in my life.
Uh-huh.
But when I allow things like work, because, you know, I have three jobs. When I allow things like that and my family and whatever else I'm prioritizing above my health, that's when I get into trouble, because you make decisions on the fly. You then are, you're sort of pushing yourself towards processed food, stuff that's fast. That's not how it is. You know, people sit down and enjoy meals. I can't tell you, when I'm here by myself, when I'm home alone having dinner, I never sit down at a table. I'm in front of the TV. And I'm not thinking. And, you know, when you don't think about what you're eating, it causes big problems for yourself.
I have, and that's one of the things Meredith has taught me, the difference between eating and dining.
Yeah.
When you're in a hurry, you just eat. And then when you are, when you're at dinner to enjoy the ambiance and the food and the conversation, the company, we've slowed way down.
You really don't eat as much when you actually do that.
No, you don't. We went to a restaurant. We spent 2 hours there a couple of weeks ago.
That's great for you, because you're a rusher. I know you like to get in and out of places too, and that's good. That's good for you.
All right, I'm looking at a video, undercover video, by an animal rights group, one of the largest pork producers, showing pigs being beaten and dragged across the slaughterhouse floor as workers cheer and throw blood-soaked towels at one another. What a bunch of sickos. Man, when I see these things, I want to go in there with a machine gun.
Well, let's think about the environment that they're working in, right? Where that kind of stuff is tolerated.
Well, of course it is.
You become desensitized almost immediately, probably, to survive that.
Yeah. The animals that are being... And this, again, comes back to my theory. I'm trying to create... we have some of it. You can find the GoFundMe account if you go to, I think, Doug Steffen, the Facebook page for DougSteffen.com, or just Doug Steffen, but it's Facebook.com/good day. And then other means by which we are raising funds and awareness to redo the farm that I have here in Massachusetts as a bovine, equine, and canine sanctuary. Maybe we ought to consider, what's the ine for pigs? Porkine. It's not pork. What is... I don't remember.
I think it's baconine.
No.
No? Different?
Whatever it is. Pigs are not my favorite animals.
Oh, I think they're so cute.
They're very smart. They're dangerous. They are very dangerous. They're very strong, very dangerous, but they are very smart.
But piglets are cute.
And now, looking at this video here, when you see the intentional stuff that's done to these pigs...
It's like, you're going to kill them anyway. Why be so violent with it? I mean, why beat them
sickness,
first?
There's something sick about people who even do this. Can you imagine making your living killing things all day long?
No. That's why people ask me, well, you know, and look, I'm all supportive about the gun lifestyle. I just bought my first, you know, firearm. If I had to shoot my own food, I would be a vegetarian in a second.
Of course you would. You look at those animals.
I know.
I don't eat that stuff anymore.
I couldn't do it. It would kill me.
Can't do it. All right, speaking of guns, the mayors of New York, Mr. Blasio, Mr. Garcetti in Los Angeles, and Mr. Emanuel, one of the biggest fakers in American politics at the moment. He's the mayor of Chicago. They have this week urged the attorney general to take action against the big gun dealers who sell virtually all of the guns confiscated from criminals.
Mm-hmm.
How does this... They have deals? Contracts, apparently. So, if these guys don't like it, why do they allow it in their cities?
Right. And you know, the resale market is one of the biggest loopholes in the gun industry, actually.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And it's so silly, because they put all the new sales, like people you have to jump through hoops. But resales, where it's dangerous, you can go to a gun show, walk around with a gun or a sign that says, I have some, you know, so-and-so for sale, and people can buy it from you right then and there, and then you have to rely on the people at the gun show to actually file the registration for you. There's room for error with that rule, for sure.
Yep. By the way, happy birthday to Neil Young, who's 70 years old today, if you're interested in that.
I'm interested
more in the information from the world of women today. There are a couple of different surveys out showing that men are more committed to sharing chores at home with women than they have been in the past. But that in reality they do less housework and child care than they think they do.
Well, that's
probably
true
no
with men
news
in,
to
men in general, you know.
And wives.
You know how hard I worked, honey? Yes. Meanwhile, yeah, exactly. We're working full-time jobs, raising kids and cooking meals. I know.
Meanwhile, the share of young women, Jennifer, living at home with their parents and other relatives has reached its highest level.
It's interesting.
Since the stats were first gathered, Census Bureau data suggesting that cultural shifts like people marrying much later in life, rising college attendance, more diverse population, economic factors, student debt, high rents, millennial women are staying at home much longer than they used to. I wonder
I did.
Who.
I lived at home with my mom until I was, 28?
You lived with your mother, not your father.
Right, right.
Why did you choose to live with your mother, not your father?
Well, gosh, that goes back to my childhood, Dougie. Sure. When I was like 5 and they got divorced, they said, who do you want to live with, mom or dad? Which, by the way, if you're playing the home edition, that's not a good choice to give a 5-year-old kid. It causes many issues later in life mm-hmm. that they have to work through in pricey therapy sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Just a side note.
Yes.
But I said, whoever stays with the house. Well, my mom ended up staying with the house because I didn't want to pick between my parents. How awful is that?
Awful.
So my mom stayed with the house. I stayed with my mom. I lived with my dad on and off. Like, I lived with my dad when my mom went to England the first time. Actually, I didn't. She did a summer program in New York. I lived with my dad for a few months. And then when I started doing the show with you, I just spend a lot of time at his house because I would use his home studio to
right.
do this show with him.
Mm-hmm.
Or with you
yeah.
at his house.
Yeah.
So, I stayed there, but I primarily lived with my mom.
Yeah. Well, it leads to sometimes things that need to be dealt with. There's no question about that. In a moment, the story of a man who chased the love of his life for 71 years.
Wow.
What happened with that?
Crazy.
Plus, famous Canadians in the act, as it were. 43 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Rich McFadden reporting for InTheNews.tv. Planning the holiday meal or party can be daunting unless you have the right tools. Lifestyle expert Justine Santaniello partnered with DeLonghi and Kenwood on some of her must-haves for a stress-free holiday. Justine, what are some of your must-haves for the kitchen?
Well, I like the Kenwood Chef Kitchen Machine because it has twice the power of ordinary stand mixers, so it can easily handle the heaviest dough amounts. It has electronic variable speed control for the gradual incorporation of ingredients, and it includes 3 mixing tools, so you're set to tackle any meal. Now, imagine if you could cook, bake, and broil all in the same machine. The DeLonghi Multi-Fry, which is an innovative cooking appliance, lets you fry with less oil or cook without stirring. Its surround cooking system features dual heating elements and a fan for more even cooking with any recipe. And you can even grill, broil salmon, or bake a cake all in one appliance. Now, if you want to impress your guests, the new DeLonghi Magnifica S Cappuccino Smart features the Latte Crema system that lets you design the ultimate cappuccino or latte in just one touch, with rich foam, the perfect creaminess, and temperature. The machine has 5 pre-programmed Italian espresso options as well.
And what else do you have for the home?
Well, you'll want to be sure that you and your guests stay toasty while entertaining. My solution is the DeLonghi Slim Style Panel Heater, which offers warmth and savings by only heating the room you're in. And with the 3-inch footprint and wall mounting capability, it occupies minimal floor space.
Thanks, Justine. For more information, visit inthenews.tv.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
All right. So these sorts of stories always, I guess, warm me up is the best way of putting it. And they warm up most people that hear the story. This is a guy named Stephen Thomas. Or he's telling the story about his childhood. He writes about his father. Father used to joke that his mother had almost been British. The mother of another fellow in England talked fondly about the American soldier. So Stephen Thomas's father talked about this beautiful British woman. Robert Morris's mother talked wonderfully about this American soldier that she was romanced by during World War II. The story that brings this all together is one of facilitation. The two sons, Stephen and Robert, when knowing and learning about the fondness that their parents had for one another, when the spouse of both died, these guys somehow, because the parents were talking about the man and woman that they knew and loved from World War II 71 years ago, they decided they'd try to find the mates.
So these people had gone and married other people and had families.
Yeah,
right?
Stephen Thomas's father's name is Norwood, 21 years old. He was in England, and he spotted a teenage girl when he was walking on a day off on the banks of the Thames River, stationed about 40 miles outside the city. On weekends, soldiers would take a train to London, and they would certainly meet the girls and have fun. We all know those stories. Well, apparently Officer Thomas fell in love with the fetching Joyce Morris. Her name was Joyce Durant when she was single. And for every weekend during the war, they went to be with each other. And then the war ended. Thomas survived by parachuting into Normandy, the Battle of the Bulge, but he never came back to England. From there, from France, he went to America, wrote to this lady, said he wanted to marry her. He asked her to come across the ocean to be his wife. She didn't think it was a real proposal. Life moved on. She met somebody else. They stopped speaking. But yet, last week, they found each other again.
Oh, that's so cool.
Last Friday, Mr. Thomas, who's now 93 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Sat in front of a computer in Virginia and saw this woman, 88-year-old, what was her first name? Jennifer? No, it wasn't Jennifer. It was Jan Morris, what did I say her first name was? And not important to the story, just more. Joyce Morris.
Joyce, okay.
So Joyce and Ms. Morris and Mr. Thomas, Ms. Morris now lives in Australia, looked at each other. Neither one of them, their vision's not that good, but they could see. And they listened to each other, and they talked, and they smiled. The first thing out of his mouth was, "It's been a while."
Oh, that's so romantic. Oh, everybody's swooning.
"Tell me, can you see me?" he asked. She said, "No, I can't see properly any longer." Then he told her, "Well, I'll tell you, I'm smiling." "I'm sure you are," she said. Thomas thought that Ms. Morris had died in the crash of the TWA jetliner in 1996.
Oh, that's strange. Why did he think that?
He read there was a nurse, a British nurse named Joyce, among the passengers.
And assumed.
And assumed that it was her.
Wow.
He kept a photograph of her that she'd given him during World War II. He still had the photo. And he showed it to her on the Skype session.
Wow.
Held it up.
Can they get to each other?
Well, that's the question.
A long flight.
Apparently. The two sons found out that the parents had known each other, and they connected somehow or other through ancestry.com, or they go through Google and they find these people.
That's the beauty of social media.
Yeah, right, exactly. When they met, they said good morning to each other. She said, good morning, Tommy, and he said, good morning, Joy. I mean, it's just, you look through the, you can go watch the video because it's been posted. It's just the neatest thing. He put her on a pedestal, and the boys were very supportive, even though they'd had different mothers and fathers. They were so supportive of this, helping these two former sweethearts have a first conversation in 71 years. They hung up saying goodnight to each other.
Aww.
What a great story. What a great story. Chasing Love, 71 years later. I hope it didn't take me that long to corral. 51 after on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now 53 past the hour, Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Greg Steben, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, here to discuss with you how you can get loaded and you don't have any consequences. Oh, my God, this is the latest. This is new. This is going to be the biggest Christmas gift for guys like McFadden, who drink one beer after another after another after another.
Look, he's drinking one now.
Yes. It probably is somewhere in California. All right, so we'll get the story behind the story. What happens when you have this new beer mug as you chug away? What are the benefits of the mug, technologically speaking, of course, here on Good Day?
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an actor portrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
All right. So, Greg Steben, there's a new beer mug that will help you call a cab when you've had one too many. Wait, I'm trying to remember an old I'm listening. I'm thinking about an old commercial. Pepsi. What is it? Pabst. What's the name? Schaefer's. Schaefer's is the one beer to have when you're having more than one. And so if you want to have more than one, Greg has this new beer mug called the E-Pint. Good God.
So this, I actually have another slogan or song coming to mind from this.
Go ahead.
It used to be friends don't let friends drive drunk. Now it's beer mugs don't let friends drive drunk. It might make a good gift. You know, I don't think we should rely on technology for this kind of stuff. I think we should rely on our friends.
What? Personal responsibility isn't a key anymore?
Thank you.
I was
struggling for...
But my beer mug lights up.
But it's also, you know, so the mug didn't call you a cab and you got in a car. Are you going to sue the...
Well, clearly it's the mug's fault.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's the mug's fault.
The mug should go to jail. Hey, and then they can take a mug shot.
Yeah, thank you. I was going there. Don't think I didn't think of that, too.
Well,
I mean, there's a lot of places where we think technology is somehow going to fix something that it's just not.
Well, it's just, but it makes for a good story.
It does make for a good
story. For those who don't
like
it.
And it might make for a good Christmas gift if it's $14.95 or less.
Right, exactly. And you can use it in the dishwasher. They have a fund for this company at Kickstarter, if you want to go look for that. Meanwhile, Facebook has launched an app for notifications, help users manage their smartphone notifications. There's an app that will notify you of your notifications.
Yes.
Where are we going? What kind of a world are we living in here? Good Lord. All right, so this...
Don't you sound skeptical?
Notify. Cynical is probably the better word for it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
Can I compare those two on my Word Finder app?
Yes, you can. Yes. All right, so there's that. When users choose a channel, they get notifications, types of alerts, weather reports, sports scores, top news stories, all that sort of thing. So you'll be notified. I thought that already was sort of the thing. When you get, I know people who have smartphones, when there's a news tip, or if they signed up for the CNN website, let's say.
Yes, but not from Facebook.
Kind of a bing.
Yeah, not from Facebook.
So if you're on Facebook, there's a bing.
Would it be great if you could get an alert every time Doug was about to say something brilliant?
Bah. That'd be the thing.
You wouldn't be overworking your phone.
Bing. Really?
Whoa. I'm going to miss you, John.
Love you.
Really?
Hey, look, I have to work on my data, so, you know.
Really?
The less updates, the better for me, sir.
It's
brilliant.
Yeah, it is brilliant. Lovely. 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Greg Steffen from Men's Health Magazine.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.